Hello, all you beautiful people, and welcome to the Christian Truther Wire. You know, today in Tennessee, it was 83 degrees, probably a little bit hotter in some parts and probably a little colder in others. But we have all these people who are crying a foul because of what Trump did yesterday with climate change. But you know what? We know what time period we're living in. And so do the organizers of the climate change movement. Here's a clip of Al Gore stating the time period we're living in.
Every night on the television news is like a nature hike through the Book of Revelation.
They know the time period we're living in, and they also know that their time is short. Satan knows that his time is short. In this entire agenda of climate change, it's actually a small part of an even bigger agenda called the Agenda 2030, or the Global Goals. And with these Global Goals, you have an author who works for the World Economic Forum, who wrote a story. And let me read you this. This is something Emily just published on our website, thechristiantruther.com, in response to the World Economic Forum's article. This short story is written in response to the World Economic Forum's article, Welcome to 2030. This is the World Economic Forum's title, okay? Not Emily's. Not Emily of the Christian Truther. The World Economic Forum, an author for the World Economic Forum, wrote a post called, Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy. And life has never been better. Does that sound familiar? That sounds like a 1984 utopia. Just as the author states at the end of her article that what she has written is not a fictional story, but a projection of what they believe will happen in the future. Emily states the same here. She paints us a picture of a utopian society built with invasive technology in a way to sell it to people. And Emily wrote an outsider version. From an outside perspective. This is the New World Order from an outlier's point of view, the 2030 agenda exposed. I invite you into the future. All the world governments have collapsed like a house of cards as the politicians' crimes were brought to the light. Everyone lost all they had in the economic collapse, and today we are faced with a choice where we will spend all of eternity. In the morning, I take my journey to get water from a nearby stream. I have to duck through bushes and take hidden trails through the woods so that the guards won't see me. But lately, they have been so distracted that moving in and out of the guarded woods has become easier. Some days I sit on a hill to watch all the activity on the roads beneath. It's my only way of knowing what has become of most of the population. I watch as the quote-unquote, enhanced humans go about their day. They bustle about like busy bees in a technologically advanced world. They pretend to share and live communally. The last couple of decades, I witnessed far too many of them sell out. Businesses went under. People lost their family members. And the more they lost, the less they cared until finally they joined up with the tribe. The tribe is full of lies. It looks beautifully enticing, especially when you are just scraping by like me. But what you have to do to be a part of that tribe makes being poor and hungry look good. As the economies around the world started to crash, chaos ensued, a mass panic that cost millions of lives. After that, everything became dark and cold. A third world reality set in, where there is no thriving, only surviving. That's when they arrived and posed themselves as gods. People threw themselves at their new savior's knees and pleaded for mercy. The rulers built an empire for themselves, in which only some humans were allowed. There were strict rules, but no one was even told the rules until they were, quote, linked. A new chip was inserted into them. What started as one chip would become many. That would flow in and out of the bloodstream to the targeted part of the body to be monitored. I got to watch as lines of people waited to be chipped outside the empire gates. I saw people mindlessly offer their hand to be injected, and I watched them become complacent afterward, robot-like, and instantly less human. I mourned for them because I was warned these days were coming. I knew what the chips were, and I knew what happened if you didn't accept one or win against the rulers. One day I was watching them from the hill, hidden behind an oak tree. It was the day I knew the earth would never be the same again. It was the day that I saw the fate of the outliers like me. A woman by the name of Joan was being led into the line by her sons. I saw her internal struggle reflected in her expression, and I wondered if she would take the chip to stay with her family or turn away. Then I heard her screaming, "These are the last days. Don't make this mistake of taking the mark. Jesus came to this earth to give us eternal life. This life is but an instant." And you can keep reading that story on ChristianTruther.com. Now, the original article that Emily is responding to was about this utopia where you don't have any privacy. You own nothing. And the World Economic Forum is selling it to us like it's a good thing. But we know the truth. We know the communist agenda of it all. It's a covert communist agenda. And it's wrapped into the 2030 global goals. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Go to ChristianTruther.com to get the latest information. God bless and carry on.